Welcome to Narratives. Emily reads a scene from near the end of her novel as her heroine surrenders to a terminal illness after dreaming vividly about a favourite relative.
They were sitting at the kitchen table having tea and vanilla and almond scones, as they did so many times before. Her grandmother sipped her tea and peered over the rim of a teacup, her hazel eyes twinkling with excitement. "You were such a beautiful bride, but that's no surprise. I always knew you would be." "I almost didn't get there." Juliet lifted her own steamy mug to her lips. The tea was strong, fragrant, and as she drank it, it warmed her soul. Maisie's tea always made her feel that way. Her grandmother nodded as she plated up a scone and slid it across the wooden table. "I know, but you did." She passed the cream and jam. "And Noah is such a wonderful man. He's quite a looker. You've done well, my girl." Juliet felt her lips quirk. "He is, isn't he?" Her heart swelled thinking about her husband. "I'm so lucky to have him." Maisie placed her tea down and placed a hand over Juliet's. "Honey, it's Noah who is lucky. Lucky to have found you, to be loved by you." "I worry about him, about how he'll be when I'm gone." Maisie squeezed her hand sympathetically. "Oh, Juliet, I know you are, but you don't have to be. Anna and Serafina will make sure that he is okay. I want to leave the bookworm to them, but I'm scared that it'll be too much of a burden. I mean, they have their own lives, and I've already taken so much of their time as is." Maisie shook her head. "Juliet, they think of you as a sister. Isn't that what drew you all together? I loved it when you found each other. It gave me two more granddaughters. Don't second guess their reactions. Talk to the girls and let them know what you're planning. It will be okay." Her grandmother was right. Anna and Sarah were like her sisters. And like any siblings, there would be some division between them. Fear of returning back to town that had turned its back on her and kept Anna away from Elesme and from her, and the sins of their parents that had kept Anna and Sarah apart. But they were all together now. She had called on the pinky swear, and they had come. Maisie had always had a way of making us see things in a clearer light. "Thanks, Gran." She squeezed Maisie's hand, felt the warmth of her touch. "I miss you. It's been so long." "I know, honey. But we'll be together soon, I promise." Juliet woke with a start, and it took her a few seconds to orientate herself. The bed was empty next to her, and then she remembered that Noah had arranged to go surfing with Jack in the morning. She'd been dreaming. She was 99% sure that it had been a dream, but she swore that she could smell vanilla. Maybe Anna had been baking. The poor thing had been trying so hard to improve her baking skills. She'd been making progress, and Tilly was a very patient tutor, but her intuition had told her otherwise. Was this what happened when you were about to die? The whole dream. It seemed so real. She hadn't dreamed of Maisie for a long time. For years, but Maisie had highlighted a very important point. After the cancer had resurfaced and before either of the girls had arrived back to Elesme, she'd visited Jack and updated her will, leaving both Elesme House and the bookworm to Anna and Sarah. And she needed to let them know. She had written a letter to each one of them detailing her wishes. But Maisie was right. Talking to them would be much better. Guess there's no time like the present. Juliet swung her legs to the side of the bed and slowly pulled herself up. It was getting harder to drag herself out of bed with